Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new series to watch, a movie to go to, or podcast to listen to, Spin's Katie Gallagher is with me in studio with everything you don't want to miss this week. Are you watching this at the beach?
Well, I wish I was, but no. I'm actually watching when I need a little bit of a cool down, which you do need in the evening. So sticky.
Yeah, it's badly needed. Right, this is Katie's series recommendation for the week. It's the one thing you don't want to miss.
Hey, good looking. How you doing?
I'm barely treading water.
You are so smart and funny and sexy as hell. Yo, coming.
Oh my God.
This could be fake, a scam.
Hello?
They kidnapped me. They're gonna kill me.
I know it's a scam.
We know everything. Your job. Your ex. Your daughter. We can destroy your life.
What do I do?
That's maximum pleasure guaranteed. It's on Apple Plus. 10 episodes. They're about half an hour each. You know my favourite kind of thing. A dark comedy kind of thing. And the last episode drops today. Bingeable. So bingeable. I only started at the weekend.
Sounds like a real thriller now. No?
It's a thriller. It is a thriller. There's so many twists, but like quirky twists. Like it is still kind of funny. It is that dark comedy humour.
Like nonsense funny.
Not nonsense funny, but kind of like, why are you doing this? How are you getting yourself into this hole? So it follows this divorced mom who gets tangled up in a web of murder, blackmail. She witnesses this final crime. So basically what happens is this woman, Paula, she's a fact checker in some New York paper that still has a fact checker. I don't know where they even exist anymore, but she's doing that. So she kind of has this investigative nature about her, but she's going through a divorce and a custody battle with her ex-husband. And so she kind of seeks some sort of comfort and pleasure. So she goes to a cam boy, a sex worker. And during one of their kind of sessions that they usually have, they kind of be chatting and eating. And he's really, if anything, an ear for her to kind of air all of her grievances from the week. He gets attacked in the background and she videos it because she's like, oh my God, what's going on? Whatever. He's getting beaten. She rings the police and they say, you're probably being scammed. You're probably going to get a phone call soon. They're going to ask for money. He's been tied up. Lo and behold, she does get that call. So she's raging. She's like, oh my God, I've been scammed. And she starts getting all these calls kind of threatening her that they want 50 grand or else they're going to tell her family, going to tell. She's going through this custody battle. So the last thing she wants is anyone to find this out. So she tries to just get to the bottom of it herself because the police are kind of like, you're being scammed, ignore it. But they're ringing her husband, they're ringing the school, they're ringing everything. So she's trying to get to the bottom of herself. And so she goes to kind of tackle him. This is all in the first episode, so it's not really a spoiler. It goes from here. Mm. She goes, and when she gets there, she witnesses this mad crime and she ends up just in this web of something so much bigger than she could have even thought of. And in the meantime, she's still kind of trying to go about her daily life, going to work, telling her work friends that are like in their 20s. And she's like, guess what happened? And they're kind of getting into the mix and they're trying to help her. And it's just one of those like, it is a thriller and it is, there's lots of
sounds like you've enjoyed it though.
I'm really enjoying it. It's so bingeable. It's one of those that even like you're saying in the evenings, I'm like, oh, I must go outside after this one. I'm not, I'm staying.
So have you watched 9 of the 10?
I've watched about 7.
Of the 10,
so,
yeah.
So yeah, because I'm trying to ration it out because I do know what's coming to an end, but I have been, and then of course it gets to the evening time and Love Island's coming up. So you know, I'm moving along. But otherwise, I probably would have sat and watched this. If it was raining, I'd have sat and watched this all day.
This is the last episode is dropping this week.
It drops today. Actually. And it's Apple Plus, so it's there. And actually the lead character, she's Orphan Black, it's Tatiana Maslany. And then if you ever watched New Girl, it's Nick, and New Girl is her ex-husband. So there's a good cast in there as well, but it's definitely worth the watch and I actually can't wait to watch the rest.
Maximum pleasure guaranteed. That's a Katie series recommendation. If you're looking for a movie,
one moment you are celebrating and chilling with your family, the next moment you're just there, powerless. It felt like the ground under our feet opened.
People were grabbing onto the walls and grabbing onto each other.
This is straight out of a scene of Titanic. Completely.
This is Shipwrecked, Nightmare at Sea. It's the number one movie on Netflix right now. So it's a documentary.
Yeah.
And it's about the real life shipwreck that happened in 2012. I don't know if you remember. It was off the coast of Italy.
Oh, this is the cruise ship.
The cruise ship.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I watched this now.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The Costa Concordia, isn't it?
Yeah, the Costa Concordia. So it's the live kind of retelling, but it's with people that were on
witnesses.
Board. The witnesses. It's never before seen footage of them, their accounts, but also they go back and they listen to the logs.
Oh,
they listen
God.
To the captains. They have everyone kind of was filming at the time. There was phones at the time. So everyone was kind of getting it and saying what's going on. So it is madness, but it follows that 2 hour period of madness where the captain, basically what happens is one of his staff members says, can we do a sail by? My family are on this island that's nearby. And he says, yeah, but he keeps going at full speed. And so they crash into the side of rocks, but he kind of wants to cover his steps. So instead of calling a mayday or calling that anything's going wrong, he tries to cover it up and says, it's okay. There was just a blackout, electricity blackout.
There was a whole court proceedings I know in relation to that, but not the kind of thing I'd watch if you're going on a cruise, by the way, couple of weeks.
I don't know if I ever wanted to go on a cruise because I feel like I've always heard mad stuff about cruises. Never will I step on a cruise after
really?
This. I just don't like...
It's a very rare scenario now that has happened. That's back in 2012. That's definitely something I'll watch.
It's definitely
so. It's number one on Netflix.
It's number one right now. That's why I was kind of. I don't think I would have clicked in if it wasn't number one, but it was sitting there and I was like, okay, again, curiosity got the cat. So I went in and oh my goodness, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But also, just obviously, 32 people died.
Yeah,
but a lot of these people are talking, and they're talking like one of the girls is talking, it was her mother that died, and they were there on her 50th birthday. So, like, very sad. And
yeah.
I suppose it shows just the mishandling of what happened.
Do they talk to many witnesses that were on the ship?
There's a good few on it. So, there's a couple, and they had actually a 15 month old baby on the ship, and they're really traumatized by it because they were trying to carry the baby off and trying to climb, scale the side of the ship that was tipping with a baby, having to throw her to a stranger, and like they're actually very traumatized by it, but kind of saying, you know, how they can't even believe that she's still there, who she is today. As I said, the girl who she lost her mother, there's a few other families that are part of it, and then there's also the staff members that were part of it, and how they were just kind of thrown, as in like, go back to work, go back to your cabins, people were being told, because they didn't want to make this a scene. And so and that's why it ended up being the tragedy that it was.
We're definitely going to tune into that. That's Shipwrecked, Nightmare at Sea on Netflix. Just before we play this clip of this week's podcast recommendation, I just want to give listeners a warning that I've no doubt some listeners may find this distressing.
I never, ever felt like he was a threat to me or the boys in any way, right down to the night that they were gone.
He hadn't a bone in his face, unbroken. His nose was gone to one side, eye sockets were gone, his forehead was gone, his teeth, his chin.
He just shook his head and said, I'm so sorry. And my world fell apart.
Yeah, so that's Forever My Boys, and it's an Irish Sun deep dive podcast, and it's the first time details of the full horrific extent of the injury sustained by Kathleen Chadha's sons, Owen and Rory, in almost 13 years since that awful tragedy happened. And it's the first time, as you heard there, that there's details that she shares that were never actually shared because he pleaded guilty, so it never went to trial, so they didn't have to come out. And it's so raw and it's so brave, and it is difficult to listen to, but it's one of those things that I remember at the time, and I was young at the time, but I remember hearing this as a child, kind of at the time, or my teens, whenever it was.
Because it's very recent,
and
really.
And it's very recent when you think of it. But it's something so raw and almost, I'd say, cathartic for her to go through, and so brave, as I said. It's Nicola Barden is narrating it. It's 3 episodes. So it's out on Spotify or Apple, wherever you get your podcast. The first 2 are out. The last third is out tomorrow, and then there's another one on July 22nd, and that's about the criminal justice system and families that have been destroyed by such cases. But this is, as I said, so raw. So you hear there, that's the boy's mother, Kathleen. They also talk to the undertaker who had to be the one that had to go and collect the boys, because this tragedy happened in Mayo. They're from Carlow.
And all of the different elements
and on the things you don't really think about, you don't want to think about, no one should have
to think
about.
It's graphic, I suppose, you know, and it's harrowing details for people to hear, but it is worth putting that warning as well, the distressing warning for listeners.
It is distressing, and it's important to know that going into this.
Yeah.
And it's something that will definitely sit with you. But
as you say, well worth a listen at the same time.
And, you know, fair play to her for sitting down.
Absolutely.
And doing it.
That's Forever My Boys, the Irish Sun Deep Dive podcast. Finally, I know the gigs across the country, I think they're kind of wrapping up with the exception of the festivals, but this is going to be a big one this weekend.
She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out. Till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep.
Luke Combs. It's been playing Slane this weekend.
I know. Are you going?
I'm not going, and I have
I
to be honest.
I would have had you die now as a country girl.
Do you know what? I'm like Shania country. Do you know?
Right.
But Luke Combs, I will say Pass Me By. I've not stopped listening to this song since I clipped it, because I knew I was going to talk about him this weekend. So I started this today about the weekend, and I can't get this song out of my head. I love it. Also, he does a great version of Fast Car. I think that's nearly when he, not got a revival, but he kind of got out of the US and Ireland definitely came to love him. He's doing Slane, which is a big deal for Slane.
And two nights in Slane.
And this was massive at the time. I remember they were teasing it and they were just doing his logo.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I'm actually not a fan at all. That I would remember that day having to go around a few people in the office saying, who would this logo be? And they're like, Luke Combs, obviously. I did not know
you
that.
Didn't know I didn't really know either, to be honest, but American country fans love him.
And Slane, that's kind of rock place. It's their first kind of departure into country. And, you know, since it's kind of moving along, they've said they've wanted to kind of do this. We had Pop with Harry Styles and now Luke Combs. And it's honestly, I think I'd say the gig of the year that people have seemed to be looking forward to. As I say, it's not for me, but now that I'm listening, I'll probably be one of those. I'm like, oh, I wish I was there
if
now.
Tickets just go on sale,
you'll
be
I'm suddenly
hands
a fan as of 2 days ago when I started listening to him. But it's great, and he has some great opening acts. There's the Female Trio, the Costellos, Ty Myers, and the Script are a support act. So it's all happening in Slane this weekend. If you're doing the trek to Slane,
If you're going, let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Spins Katie Gallagher. Katie, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today with all of the things you don't want to miss this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.